Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the seventh chapter of Maseches Sanhedrin. Today we'll be concluding the parak with Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph. Mishnah Yud says, Hamesis, one who leads another astray towards idolatry. Zehedyot Shehesis, this is a common person who does the leading astray. V'hamesis as a hedyot, and he has to lead another common person astray. So, when we say he's a hedyot, he's a common person, we mean as opposed to a navi, as opposed to a prophet, because the navi sheker is a completely different thing. And when we say that he leads a common person astray, that's not specifically another common person, that just means an individual, as opposed to a crowd, the masses. Amarlo, so the mesis, the one who's enticing him, says, Yesh yira b'makom ploni, there's a power, false god, in some particular location. Kach ocheles, this is what he eats. Kach shosa, this is what he drinks. Kach metiva, this is how he does good to his worshippers. Kach meria, this is how he does bad to those who don't worship him. So those are the things that the mesis would say. Kol chai ve'misa shebatora, ein machminin alehen chutz mizu. When it comes to all the crimes for which one could be executed for violating the Torah, whether it's murder or adultery, we never hide witnesses in order to catch him without him knowing that there's witnesses watching. You know, it's always pretty upfront, except for this case. So what's the situation? Amar l'shnayim, if he says to two people that they should go and worship some false god, v'hein edov, so they're his witnesses, mevi'in oso le'beis din, then they just bring him to Beis Din, v'soklin oso, and Beis Din convicts him and executes him. Amar le'echad, but if he only said to one person, and one person can't serve as a witness, hu omer, then he should say, yesh li chaverim rotzim b'kach, you know what, I have some friends who would be interested in this. Im haya arum, ve'eno yochel ledaber b'fnehem. Now, if the mesis is clever, and he refuses to speak in front of them, because he knows that if he has two witnesses, he can be executed, machminin lo edim achurei hagader, then they hide witnesses behind the fence, so they put witnesses lying in wait to catch him unaware. V'hu omer lo, emor masha amarti li b'yichud. He says to him, tell me what you told me before, it's private. V'halo omer lo, and he tells him. V'hu omer lo, so the one who is setting him up, the one who's trapping him, he says, heich neniach es elokeinu shebashamayim, v'nelech v'navor eitzim v'avanim. How can we possibly leave our God in heaven in order to go worship idols made of wood and stone? Im chozerbo harizem mutav. If the one who's trying to entice him retracts after this, all is well and good. Vim amar kachi chovasenu v'kach yafelanu. But if he says this is our obligation and it will be good for us, haomde machuri hagader mevienoso lebezdin v'soklinoso. Then the ones who are hiding behind the fence, they come out, they take him to Beis Din, they try him, and if he's guilty, they execute him. Ha'omer e'evod, if someone says, I will worship, eilech ve'evod, I will go and worship, neilech v'na'avod, let us go and worship, azabeach, I will slaughter to or sacrifice to, eilech v'azabeach, I will go and sacrifice to, neilech v'nizabeach, let us go and sacrifice to, aktir, I will burn incense for, eilech v'aktir, I will go burn incense for, neilech v'naktir, let us go burn incense for, anaseich, I will pour libations for, eilech v'enaseich, I will go and pour libations for, neilech unaseich, let us go and pour libations for, eshtachaveh, I will bow down, eilech v'eshtachaveh, I will go bow down, neilech v'nishtachaveh, let us go and bow down. All of these are terms that would make someone a mesis, an enticer of a single person. Hamediach, but one who leads a large number astray, zeha omer neilech v'navod, avodazara. He has to say, in the plural, he has to say, let us go and worship an idol. So a mesis can use any of these terms, but a madiach has to do it in the plural. And the Bartnuro. The mesis, zehed yochehesis, is one person who entices, and he is a common man. Davke hedyot, in this case we're speaking specifically, he must be a common person. Shehesis, who entices. Shenavi shemesis, Misaso b'chenek, because if a prophet tries to lead someone to idolatry, he doesn't get skila, he gets chenek, strangulation. Bahamesis is a head yot, and he has to entice another common person. Lav dafka. Here we're not speaking specifically. Shalom mitzinu chiluk bein mesis es ha-head yot le-mesis es ha-navi. We see no difference in halacha between one who tries to entice another common person and one who tries to entice a prophet. Elamiyute mesis es ha-rabim. But rather we're excluding one who tries to entice a large quantity of people. Kagon medichei ir mi-Yisrael. Like those who try to entice an entire city of Israel. Shemisasun b'chenek, because they are killed with strangulation. B'yichud, in private, klomar, means to say, ein ishi manu, there's no one here with us. V'yocha ata lomar ata, ma'ashar amarta likvar, and you're able to repeat now what you told me previously. Ha'omer avod, if someone says, I will serve. Be'achad mikol falashonus halalu, havi mesis v'chayev. If one uses any of these terms, he's a mesis and he's chayev. He is culpable for skila, for punishment of stoning. Amediach, but the one who leads a large number. Imediach es harabim, if he leads the masses astray. Eno chayev ad sheyomer b'lashon rabim, then he can only say it in a plural language to be guilty. Neilech v'na'avod, and that would be let us go and serve. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hamachashef ha'osa maise chayev. If somebody performs an act of sorcery and he actually does something, then he could get the death penalty. Vloha ochez asayinayim, and not one who merely tricks the eyes. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Shnayim loktin kishuim, that there could be two people who are harvesting cucumbers, Echad loket pater, v'echad loket chayev, and one harvests using magic and is not culpable, and one harvests using magic and is culpable. How? Ha'osa maisa chayev, one who actually accomplishes something is culpable, can be executed for that. Ha'ochez ha'sayinayim pater, but one who is merely creating an illusion and tricking people into thinking that he's harvesting, then he is not guilty. Let's look in the Bar Neuro. V'lo ha'ochez ha'sayinayim, not one who tricks the eye. Mara labrios ki'ilu ose, ve'no ose klum. So he makes it appear to people that he's accomplishing something, but he's not really doing anything at all. Shnayim loktin kishuim, that there can be two people who are harvesting cucumbers. B'mechashefas b'faneinu. They're using sorcery to do this in our presence. Echad mehen likad v'chayev miso. One of them harvests and is subject to the death penalty. V'chaveri likad upata min hamisa. And the other one harvests using magic and doesn't get the death penalty. Ketzad, how is this? Ha'osa maisa she likat mamash b'kshafim chayev. The one who actually did something and harvested using magic, he would be culpable for the death penalty. Va'ochiz esayinayim, but the one who's using trickery and illusion, haralanu ki'ilu niskaptu kulon lamakom echad, he makes it appear that all of them are gathered in one place. Va'kishuim lo zazumim mekoman, but the cucumbers really didn't move from their location, patur min hamisa, he would not be subject to the death penalty for performing sorcery. All right, that is the end of the perek. Join us tomorrow, and we will begin perek ches.